see. Now, in your opinion, what's at stake in this game coming up Sunday? Because you guys already clinched the division. You're number 4 seed. What more is there to play?
We just want to go out there and play Ravens football. We want to go out there and show the world that we're getting better at the end of the year, and we're going to be a force to be reckoned with in the playoffs.
Would you be disappointed if Coach said, hey, maybe we're going to ease up a little and rest some guys and get them healthy for the postseason?
Nah, I wouldn't. I mean, we're going to do what's best for the team. So, I mean, whatever the coaches say, we're going to do it, but we're still going to go out there and try to win. We're going to go out there and play hard.
John Harbaugh said that Ray Lewis is not playing this week, but they activated him. What does it mean to see him, and what kind of boost would it be to get him back to the playoffs?
I mean, it's the greatest linebacker to ever play the game, so, I mean, that's always going to be a big boost. I mean, his leadership, his determination to come back from his injury, I mean, it's going to get a whole team a boost. And, I mean, we're just looking forward to getting him back because we all know what he brings to the game.
Would you be surprised if you didn't see him in the playoffs, knowing how much he wants to be out there?
Yeah, I'd be surprised, but, I mean, I got high hopes. I know he's going to be out there because, I mean, it's Ray Lewis. He's not going to sit down. If he feel like he can go, he's going to go.
Hey, guys, one thing. Turn your hat just a little bit because there you go. Perfect. Thanks.
How much has Ray Lewis meant to your career and just adapting into the NFL?
He meant a lot to my career. I mean, being around a legendary guy like that, being in the film room with him and just getting bits and pieces of how he take notes, how he study, what he see, what his thoughts are, and how to play plays. I mean, of course it's going to make you better. And then on top of that, you don't want to let him down when you're on the field, so you're going to give your all. So, I mean, it's helped out in my career a lot.
Now, with Ray on the sidelines too, is he able to point out some different things versus being on the field when he's been out, do you think?
Yeah, it's a different thing when you watch from the sideline because you get to see the whole game instead of just being out there focusing on what you got to do and coming to the sideline looking at the pictures. So when he's on the sideline, he's looking at all positions and he can tell everybody what he see.
How did it feel for you to get back out there? How did you feel
how the Bengals won? That felt great to be back out there after the 3 weeks off. I mean, it was killing me watching my team. I mean, knowing I could go out there and help and make plays and make the defense better. But, I mean, the ankle, it held up. I'm not going to say it's 100%, but it's good enough to go.
Does Jarvis Pringles remind you of any running backs you faced against the past?
He's sort of like a Trent Richardson, but not with all the hot, jump cutting and stuff. He's a downhill guy. He lands forward when he's tackled, and he fights for extra yards. I mean, he's not a fumbler. He's just a good guy all the way around.
Four of his last six games, I think he's had more than 100 yards. What's your approach to turning the team?
We're just going to have to go in there and play defense. We're going to have to wrap up. We're going to have to be sure tacklers and play within the defense and do our jobs. And I feel like we did a good job against the run the last couple of weeks, and we're getting better.
You mentioned that he's not much a fumbler. With that in mind, then, do you avoid trying to strip him ball or just focus on tackling and getting him down?
We're focusing on tackling, but the first guy hold him up and the next guy come get it. We're not going to go for the strip off rip.
I got you.